more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Wake up. I need some sound. Hello, everyone. Thank you. We're on here. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and it's July 10th, 2016. It's a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. Thank you very much, everyone, for being here. And we cover various fields that all connect to each other. That's the way it's been for 10 years on RBN and Parker Pathways. Each show builds upon the other. We cover medicine and law and other forces of forensic medicine, the Brain Project, and the developmental system of water technology and the biochemistry of the body. And research in medicine, of which I'm one of the reviewers, and of activities that go on in various parts of the world of research that the governments want to fund. Now, of course, you have global systems, global corporations. You have Obamacare, you have the death panel, which I've been exposing, and, of course, the SIPA conflict, which is a faucet shaped in a toilet that is sent around to children in various grades. This has been going on for 4 years to train children to be able to drink recycled water. Now has reached its peak in several of the projects that are going on. Of course, these are missing electrons in the water itself, which will cause various problems for you, like cancer, like brain disorder, like gliomas, and which are cancerous growths, which a lot of research is going on right now. And all that being said, I have to make a comment a salute about something that's very... There are several things that are going to be covered today. For those of you that have been listeners for a long time, know that I'm not politically correct, and I shouldn't be, because there are a lot of talk show hosts in the world that I've been told about that are politically correct. They have legal staffs that go over their script. And here at RBN, we don't have that constraint. And I give a real salute to Dallas, Texas, and the process of the death of a policeman is really the death of three or four people in one body. People don't realize that. If it wasn't for the police, there wouldn't, in our country, we'd have more anarchy. And you take you take the presentations that are coming across in the past few hours, say, well, the people, you know, what happened in Dallas is finally rectifying, using that word, finally rectifying the killing of people, of black people in Minnesota and in other states. Well, they keep, you know, they keep forgetting that the person that the police were shooting at were a threat to them. I mean, they were either called to the site or there was somebody that had a gun on them that they were intending to use, or whatever their fact pattern is. And there's life-threatening situations. And if you take it in context in the real world of things, there are lives lost and there are lives gained in terms of what people do. And the death of the policeman in Dallas should be immoralized, in my opinion. If you were to take the President of the United States, who under any other circumstances, you could take a president, no matter, even Lyndon Johnson, I mean, who was implicated in the death of President Kennedy in Dallas, which I noticed that no one mentions. They say, well, this is the biggest death throw of, you know, in Dallas. Well, it is. But you also changed the world. The world was changed forever. It's on the minds of people to this day, the killing of President Kennedy and what went into that and the plans for doing that. But, you know, you have a president now who signed an executive order, 13688, and the idea is that the police are to return all the military equipment that was allocated for police departments to help defend themselves. And the truth of the matter is, everybody say, well, we got to reach out to the community. We have to integrate with other people, and we have to have the touchy-feely, and we have to go to the... Well, there's truth to that, in my opinion. When I've been on missions for Uncle Sam, that was the way you integrated. Those days are gone. When Cheney came into power, you know, as vice president, people on the ground didn't work because the satellites were coming in. Everything was electronic. And the whole point is, however, it has to be the mindset of people to be able to integrate and to be able to want that integration. And, of course, the President of the United States can stop or start within a 10-minute speech presentation the full flow of the United States of America's attitude. It's like the FBI saying, I mean, the agents are telling me yesterday, they're saying, well, you know, people, well, Captain, you know, the things... People don't care, you know. It's not like our day. You know, young people, they don't give a god. They don't give a damn. The millennials are only working about coming and going, you know. And that's the truth of it. They are. They're in their own little world. They think that, you know, the finances of the world are going to continue. They didn't realize that Britain signing off from EU would affect their little, you know, 401k, and that's the general theme. No, we're at war, and what we're at war with is real people who have a different version of the world as they see it, in terms of thinking that they're done in with it. You know, like you know, on RBN homepage, you've got a whole article there about people that have donated to Black Lives Matter and that whole process of it. But the theme today, by what I call the social progressive communists of this country, coming from Congress, is the fact that they're pushing the idea that Black Lives Matter has been vindicated or it's been developed. When you're on this side of the fence, and I'm one of the people in the real world that's asked to invent tests, clinical tests for testing for viruses or cancer or the process of it, you know, of life itself. Never once, even though I've been betrayed by Hillary Clinton's emails, and the whole thing comes to be compromised. And, of course, that's being, taken care of. Remember I had that deal was I was telling you about that the inside government people sent me pictures of the telephones, and these are telephones in various countries, the ones that I used over the years. They were tipping me off. I knew they were, but I didn't think the depth of it. It was all inadvertent because we don't know how many compromised Uncle Sam patriots. I'm not going to call myself a patriot, because I am, but that's another, somebody else can say that if they want. No, we got a bad world, folks. And this is bad stuff. And what this has done is permeated the minds of people that feel disenfranchised. The president could save that out. 10 minutes could do it. Say, hey, we could stop the rioting, doing the thing because we're working. Of course, the government's put in for the years. How many years? We're talking billions and billions of dollars to try to improve people. Now they have gentrification. Let's move black people into neighborhoods, you know. Or let's say thinking that's going to work. You know, the people going to have, they have to accept each other. But do I ever ask about race or gender? No, because in medicine, I think you who do a test, you can figure that there are, you're developing new kinds of formations of proteins in the developmental system. There are 38 common biochemical and hematological tests. There's a normal range for about 33 of them. I've helped invent over my lifetime 7 of the major ones. Even in surgery, that's how I got started, you know. And that was the idea that the organs were being rejected. And even though the immunological panel was matching. But the health disparity and the extract of the financial cost is very important to determine. Like if you have representative individuals from different ethnic groups, which is what I'm being asked, you know, the government's being asked to do. I'm being asked by 3 governments right now to be one of the people in the project. They always do about every 6 months for new tests that they need. One's a CD8, the transferase, the creatinine, the lactate dehydrogenase, the BUN, which are normal. At least they always make the But 10% of the people of the African ancestry have different reference ranges for those parameters of real proteins, like you take this total cerebilirubin, which is critical for liver diagnosis. If you take a people of a healthy African ancestry, they tend to have a lower white blood count than Caucasians. This is very vital. But you realize a lot of the tests for that have to be changed. And so people like me are asked, who helped invent and work those things in the called measuring ancestry information markers, to have what's called an admixture of results. If you know the difference between one protein to the other for a population of people that have a different protein moiety, then you can determine and do biomarkers within that group. Now, the people that are out there, rioting and doing all kinds of things, wanting to kill people and do kill people, have no concept of that. To them, they just say, you're going to think, well, I want it because I want free health care. I want an Obama phone. And black leaders for years have been taking advantage of their black community, and no one wants to say it, you know. But it's true. So it's a bigger matrix that needs to be looked at. The Attorney General says, well, the best thing to do is to have love. And, of course, there's nothing wrong with love. You know, that is a chemical format of the body to be able to do. But when somebody's coming at you with a gun or a knife, love changes dramatically. I remember one time at the academy, we were determining there was a test being going on in terms of how you make the evaluation as to when you determine that you're going to use self-defense. And the idea of the color of the skin was wiped away a long time ago. So the people that are involved now are really... There's a company somewhere... I wish I knew the name of it. I think it's in California, but they're saying, hey, we're going to give AK-15s to all the cops free at Dallas. You know, we're going to put them together, take the loss, and send them AK-15. And I wish I knew the name of the company. I'd mention them on air. It's time. Education works. But you have to have a leader to have education. You know, like for instance, I'm working on the what's called the HDL-3C, which is a subfraction of the HDL molecule form of that cholesterol molecule, and the elevation of these HDL-3 effects is increased in that triglycerin count, and it renders this almost useless as a cholesterol scavenger. So if you can determine a test for HDL-3 subfraction, why then you can make an HDL subclass answer meaningful to save many people's cardiac life. Well, the blacks, some Indians, and then we've got the Syrians who are coming in who are taking veterans' homes. You know, the veterans that lose their homes are going to be given to the Syrians. So they're saying, well, hey, Doc, let's use the Syrians, you know, to do the testing on it. And I turned Uncle Sam down. I said, listen, I didn't ask for the Syrians to be here. You're the ones that are there. In fact, they're not the subgroup that we should be working on in the first place. So there are little tit-tats that go along like that. And that's part of this socialistic format of the present government. As far as I'm concerned, in my personal opinion, all the Republicans are upset at Trump, you know. But they don't realize the guy's going to put in a good 24 people who will run the country and know what the hell they're doing. And then, of course, the Democrats are at a write-off. I mean, in my opinion... I mean, they stuck us with Obamacare, and now they think it's all about the guns. No, it's what I'm alluding to in my opening here. It has to do with the mind, the process of what you believe. If you believe killing people is going to advance your cause, in order to change that, you have another way of trying to determine it. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard, and showtime.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There's a situation in Texas, Lubbock, Texas, and so there's a home there for people to live. It's a nursing home, and this is a time when I was working on the Texas violation of the water rights from Oklahoma, stealing it from the Oklahoman Indians, and that was last year. And someone had told me about the nursing home in Lubbock, Texas, and this is a white man. See, you have to determine white man. And so that you understand where you know it goes, the Labor Department wants to eliminate he or she in verbiage, so as to decrease the gender bias. They call it the binary gender bias. That's kind of arrogant, isn't it? That's another government agency that needs a serious amount of help and change or elimination completely. There was an intellectually disabled Texas native. He moved to a group home in Lubbock, in Texas. And he first lived in slavery conditions for more than three decades, and in an Iowa house that was squalid. He worked at the turkey processing plant for 41 cents an hour. And he was freed by social workers and was sent to the nursing home in Midland, Texas, around 2008. And this case was mentioned as a footnote to a water to the water case, which I helped the Oklahoma Indians and still am. There are four other people doing it to get the water that the Texas keeps stealing in northern Texas. And the story as it breaks is that the it's not uncommon in Texas where people with disabilities, you know, are placed in nursing homes, and that's done. And so there was a lawsuit that was brought. That's made the footnote of Bearfield, and he represents a class action of other disabled people. And the intellectually disabled has a condition that affects reasoning and learning, so it violates the American Disabilities Act. And so the state, you know, Texas says it's denying that it's committed anything wrong with the disabled people. The Bearfield, Leonard Bearfield, is now 71. He has he suffers from depression and mental health medical conditions. Has high blood pressure, wears hearing aid, so he lives with three other intellectually disabled men in a very nice home now. They took him out of the nursing home, and he lives in the home several days a week. He plays games and works on small projects, and he's one of the few that are going to survive this. But you ask yourself, how did this case cross my path concerning water? Well, it has to do with the death panel. And when I interviewed Dr. Emmanuel, who was the author of the death panel, Independent Payment Advisory Board, which has to be repealed by February 1st, 2017, or it becomes permanent. And, of course, it has to have two-thirds vote of the House and Senate, which has not been done in the history of the United States. I think it's tried one time and never made it. And of course, you have Andrea Pardon in Texas in the nursing home, who suffered a head injury in a car accident when she was 10 years old, and she died in 2013 after getting an inaccurate evaluation. And it was in one of the Lubbock, Texas saloon. You see, you can the carbon footprint includes your water. So this is like the Sabio case in Florida with Jeb Bush. And the attorney general at that time. We're coming up to the next break. And we'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. And thank you for being with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Parker Pathways. And the call number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati at sbcglobal.net. So very quickly, on the mental illness, disabilities, and nursing homes, and that facet of it. The Schiavo case with Janet Reno was the Attorney General at that time interfered and said, well, you can't give water cup, you know, to Schiavo, who was off and on comatose state for several years. And Governor Jeb Bush at the time says, well, I can't do anything about it, you know. Okay, it's out of my hands. And I never forgot that, and I bring it up many times because it changed the course of life, and the thing was a message. And the water footprint, which is basic into your carbon footprint, is in your medical record, and as the new algorithms are being placed. But the idea is, you see, Leonard Barrowfield is being represented well. He's in a new home, the process. But you see, what's happened here is that I have decided to include him and his attorneys agree that it's a very bold move. I'm going to take him right to the United Nations because one of the biggest things, you know, in the terms of of people talk about their allocation of food and water in terms of the particularly food, but particularly water, as controlled and owned by the United Nations. If that is true, then, as been suggested by Gorbachev from Russia, and you can say, well, okay, how much is a life worth? In other words, like you take the five police that died, there were many more that were shot, and as that system, and then the press and other people were saying, well, the Black Lives Matter, they probably come out, and oh, they're being vindicated. No, they should be arrested and sued for the death of the person they shot. Do you realize that no one has had the guts to call it the way it is? It's and yet you have the United Nations, you have the United States in Agenda 2030 already being activated in terms of resources and part of your carbon footprint. You already have the IBM company Watson willing to donate Watson for doing genomic studies of several thousand veterans for the sake of the moonshot project by Vice President Biden. The determination of cancer triggers. Yet the Vice President is the one who has, with Al Sharpton, at the cabinet table of the President of the United States. I don't know how in the hell Sharpton got at the table, but that's the way the world is today. Muslims go in and out one of the door. They don't even sign the book anymore. They haven't for years. And then you have the favorites come in, you know, and the Jesse Jacksons, and they think, yeah, they're doing their exploitative thing, you know, extraction, trying to hustle money from corporations because they feel that they've been disowned. Never thinking their skills within the world is very important. And the Vice President of the United States has openly admitted at that meeting, at the cabinet meeting, because one of the cabinet members told me about it. And the thing is, you know, it's the end of white people. And that's really the end game. So if we have a president, and it is the end game, I already had a couple shows ago, I was talking about the New York study and the Princeton University study about the elimination of white people by 2025 in terms of demography, out of the new data that's coming in. And at the same time, control the basic biochemistry through the food and water, which I exposed 9 years ago on this station. So people... I heard a phrase that said people's head are in the sand, or the FBI, one of the FBI people was telling me just any more than, you know, in the past 24 hours, is saying, well, people don't care anymore. You know, the young people don't care what Hillary's done. They're going to vote anyway, you know. They don't realize that our country's over. Our country's finished. If we do not, and it is finished, we still have the vote, but what we have at stake is a simple awareness of the fact that a change has to be made to save freedom. Now, I look at it this way. When Donald Trump came on board, he had, what was it? He was in a mix of 17 people. There wasn't a chance in hell that I ever think that the guy would go to the, and he'd have landslides everywhere. People voted for him. Well, they say, well, it's a white man, the uneducated white man, and it's a thing, and the women hate him. And, you know, he's got radical views. No, he's a businessman who made the deals. The only thing... He was no different than any other business person who was out there. They donated to the Republicans and Democrats. If you live in your city, you got to pay now the United Nations, the City Council Planning Commission to add something to your home. Try it. and you'll see what I'm talking about. You know it. I know it. People have been taking money under the table for so long in this country, they've become rotten. They've lost their soul, in my opinion. And they accept things. They accept things. And so Trump's going to get his thing. Everybody say, well, we want to get Trump out of the Republican convention, and we don't want him in there. Well, take a look at it, boys and girls. Then you're saying that you can want to continue with your corrupt deal, to have your mansion, do your yacht, have the extra car, be able to go on vacations. You know, I don't watch television. But every once in a while when I do, I see advertisements for Sandal. And they say, and they show the man and woman, they're dancing next to the pool. And they say, oh, it's a couple vacations in one. You can do what you want. You can have the things, you know. And they sell what's called the upselling of the fact that that's yours, man. You can have that. No, you can't have that. Because in your mind, you know that you got to screw somebody over when you go back to work. And why do you think that, how do you think, in order to make that kind of money? I told someone about a week ago, I said, okay, the Britain coming out, and they say, okay, you know. So I lost seven figures in liquid assets on no loads. But I had the comment, I knew instantly. I said, there's something freeing about that. I don't know, you know, I'm slowly, yeah, I never was really corrupt in an adventure. I've done everything, you know, above board. I always was like that. I always paid taxes, still do. I still, I invent, I put forth. There are a lot of cancer patients walking around that don't have cancer today because of some of the things we did at the clinic. There are a lot of people got new lives. A lot of babies been born or delivered out of babies. There are a lot of things that have happened. But I'm seeing the world in terms of something freeing about hell with the money, you know. That's been the process of the whole thing. But you see, the people, like in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, the money is everything. Do you think Nancy Pelosi, with her two wineries and the whole thing, you know, is going to be, or the Feinsteins of the world and all things, they give a damn about sanctuary cities? You know, they missed it in Congress. They missed it in Congress to vote for the lady's, I'm trying to remember her name, Kate's clause, where she was killed by the immigrant, had been in and out six times in San Francisco, California. You know, a sanctuary city. What the hell's that? Is anyone going to protect the immigrants? My God, I look about this whole thing. I know I'm being personal with you, but sometimes it has to be done. The listeners have been listening to you for a long time understand I use the stories to illustrate a point. And the thing is that the idea is that, see, to me, I look around and nothing's changed to me. Let's say I'll put myself in the position of the black man, all right? See, nothing's changed to me. My wife, I married in college. I'm not going to tell you which one of the universities it was. She was a beauty queen. I had no money. I was on a scholarship in medicine. I was being taught by some of the greatest doctors in the world at that time on intestinal medicine, and I had a pathology class. And this lady, she liked science, and so she was in the class. There were only a few of us, and she stuck to me like glue. Her family rejected her because I was part American Indian, part black, part white. I didn't have any money, didn't come from a notable family. Family didn't realize that they were sitting with somebody who was 31st down to be a chief of the Indian nations of the United North America continent. Shows you how limited they are. The mother used to run up in the bedroom and cry. She ran away with a lady we think. We got married. I was married for 1 year while I was still in medical school. She was killed by illegal aliens. This is years ago. Years ago. Yeah, he sighted her in an intersection. Let her die in the street. He went to court. He was fined $55 and let free. That was the beginning of my legal career while I was going to medical school. In those days, you could do that. I've told this story before, but I'm not telling you for this thing. Look at the world today. You got illegal aliens. They could illegally become legal, you know, but they don't want to. The government needs the help. It needs the votes. It's not any more than 48 hours ago from Ireland, the President of the United States finally has the balls to admit that they need the votes. See, like it's a big revelation. You know, you crooked bastards have been running the country so long, you've lost your vision. This country's for people to come in and have their visions fixed, taken care of. You abide by the rules. What are the hell are the rules? Learn 20 questions about the United States, get a certificate and a nice American flag, say the oath, and I'm an American citizen, and you're home free. Now, the government says, now, people coming across the border, you can take out the children of the internment camp, but you leave the parents there. No citizenship for you. Excuse me, I'm sorry. No, nothing's changed over the many, many years. It's still the covert greed of understanding. And that was why I went to law school. I figured if a court could come in and touch $55 for my wife's life, and that's another little trip. In those days, the ICU units weren't as sophisticated as they are today. And you may laugh about it, see. You may think this is a damn joke, this story, see. But in those days, $180,000 was very close to hitting $1 million in today's world. That's how long that goes. Yeah. I was making $40 a month. That's what they paid medical school, because the professor said, you've got to learn the value of money. Yeah. The guy that's telling me that is the guy that wrote the books on medicine, you know. You got to see their mansion in those days, I remember. You had to get dressed up, wearing your shoes, so that you could be at the table with the alumni and have dinner. Yeah, $40 a month. And that was to keep you going, see. So if it wasn't for the nurses feeding us out of the breakup of the food, but to give it to the patients, any leftover food we wouldn't be eating. That was the way that went. Took me how many years? I think it was about 10 years to pay out that $180,000. Insurance companies were different then. They had guns. So it was a different one. But you see, things haven't changed much. You take a county in California, San Mateo. They want to convert wastewater into drinking water, which is what, again, those are the bad chemistry, see. They're going to spend $23 million to upgrade a computer control network. And this is going to be, remember, water's being metered. It's going to cost you. That's the future. It's all part of your footprint. Okay? So I'm getting ahead of myself in my presentation of the 3-hour program. But I'm trying to set the stage for you for something that you should be thinking about. As to who are these people, them and you, and the black people say, you've got to come down and listen to us. The fire trucks have got to come down in our burning house. Will they come down in our burning house? Every fireman that I've ever met in my lifetime would do their job of saving someone's life in a house. Any doctor that I've ever known, in the terms of the thing, including myself, as I said in the beginning of the first hour here, do you think when I invent these medical tests that are used in the clinical world, new surgery techniques I help invent. And I get, you know, you carry patches. You think I ask what the nature of the generic is? And the Labor Department has the audacity and insulting the intelligence to say we're not going to have he and she. You can ask people that are college students that are on TV. They get asked questions. Do you think that there should be a gender identification like him and her? And the women will say, no, I don't think so. I don't think that's it. No, I don't think so. And that's the way they answer. I don't think so. Boy, do they have, and then they talk about safe zones. What are they going to do when, what safe zone are you going to go to, Cupcake? When the time comes, it's coming in the next few months, we're going to have a complete economic collapse. We're going to be in two major wars. Putin has already given the truth.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Pathways, and just to mention the want to finish the story about the San Mateo, California, where they want to convert solid waste and to compressed natural gas, which is a good idea from the standpoint of how you want to use the natural gas. And but the other side of the coin, in terms of the chemistry of the water in the body and the change of the electrolyte, but it's a change of ions and other processes, which we've talked about on many of these programs of poor capacities. Well, you take that and you add it to story of the water situation of trying to change to get the water flow in the Jordan River in Amman, Jordan. And the idea is now you have the Syrians who want the water. Well, the intel from 2012, which Hillary Clinton knew about, which she had her finger in, and in a big way, and on the war on the world over water. And I talked about this in 2012, 2012, 13, 14, and 15. Did many shows on it concerning the actual water technology that had to be developed on an international scale. You see, all of these things that one does personally look simple, like it's local, but you affect everyone in the world in one way or another. And that's all I'm going to say for now until the next hour about this, because it's so incredibly serious how survival is determined. And you know, it's one of those things where you hope that someone will make a difference, that someone will say, well, I want to make a difference, and really mean it. And a good example of that is that this was the 100th anniversary of the World War I, the Battle of Somme, where the British and French leaders gathered in northern France. And this is where the British soldiers died defending French soil. The French never forgot that. And Britain, coming out of the European Union, have vowed as that one caveat that they'll never forget the French and in World War I and the Battle of Somme. That was the development of the weapons, what is called the weapons of industrial warfare. That's the way it was worded in one. And it transformed all of that countryside into an inferno of death and destruction, where still those scars are still there on stones and soil. And I talked about that when the weapons of mass destruction with Saddam Hussein. Discs that were sent to the State Department, which Hillary didn't want to have read. We'll see you at the other end of the break on hour two of Parker Pathways. 800-313-9443.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.